Happy Long-Term Care Awareness Month, which I didn't really know was a thing, but apparently November is the Long-Term Care Awareness Month, and this is November 2025. Hi, everybody. My name is Marty Becker. I'm the owner and founder of Atlas Financial Strategies in St. Louis, Missouri, where we specialize in safe money retirement strategies. Now, one of the main strategies that most people forget to implement is long-term care, and it could have devastating effects. So in episode 93, we're going to talk about a very specific product that was actually just released a couple weeks before this recording. This is the Nationwide Care Matters Long-Term Care Annuity. So Nationwide needs no introduction. Everybody knows who they are. They're an A-plus company that was founded in 1926. So they're getting ready to have their 100th anniversary next year. But going into the specifics of long-term care needs, what most people don't realize is that 70% of Americans over the age of 65 will require some type of long-term care. Okay? It's just the extent that they'll need it. 40% of those who reach age 65 will enter a nursing home, and 20% of them will stay for at least 5 years. Horrible. Women are disproportionately affected. 80% of nursing home residents and 75% of assisted living residents are women, and is largely due to a longer life expectancy, and they're the ones who are normally the caregivers. So the average cost of a semi-private room, that means you could be sharing a room with some lunatic, is still going to run you $72,000 per year. And something tells me that's more like in the Midwest somewhere. If you get in some of these states like Hawaii or Alaska or California, New York, it's going to be a lot more than that. And with a private room costing upwards of $100,000 per year. Now, this is all from an article in the Wall Street Journal. And not only are those reasons enough to have a standalone long-term care policy, the other reason is that there is no other help out there. Most people are under the impression that maybe their health insurance will cover long-term care or even Medicare. Neither one of those will cover long-term care. Medicare will allow you to stay in like a rehab facility, such as skilled nursing, for up to 100 days. And there's even some stipulations on that, like you have to be in a hospital for 3 days before that and then get released. But come day 101, it is totally on you, 100% completely. And then the fail-safe is Medicaid. You don't want to end up in this scenario where Medicaid is paying for your long-term care. Number one, they are going to bankrupt you before they ever start paying, okay? They will allow you to have about $2,000 left as far as your liquid net worth. And the care is probably going to be limited to a skilled nursing facility. They're not going to pay for you to go to assisted living. And I've made videos about this before. My background is a firefighter paramedic. I have been in these Medicaid run nursing facilities. They are absolutely atrocious. You do not want to end up there. Because if you've ever had a family member or a friend in one of these facilities, you've noticed you're going to smell one of four things when you walk through the front door. It's either going to be cigarette smoke, weed smoke, urine, or poop. And these poor people are just stuck there, and they're just sitting there waiting to die in the most atrocious conditions that you can imagine. Now, that's not a scare tactic, but it is real. Okay, so I want you to be aware of what your options are going to be if you do not have some sort of standalone long-term care coverage. Now, I've made a lot of videos going through a lot of FAQs about long-term care. And if you go to atlasannuity.com, under the long-term care section, you're going to see a bunch of different videos. I actually tried to answer the top 13 questions about long-term care, and they're all about 5-minute videos, so you can get through them pretty quick. So definitely go check that out for more information for an overall 30,000-foot view of long-term care and how it works. But the basics of long-term care policies, there's really three different types. You have your traditional standalone policies. These are the ones that you make a monthly payment to. And unfortunately, over time, because a lot of these companies have underestimated how much they were going to be paying out in these claims, the premiums will continue to go up the older you get. And unfortunately, for a lot of people, they become unsustainable. So right about the time that you were going to need that benefit, that's when you canceled the policy, because now you're paying $800 or $1,000 a month for it and never knowing if you're really going to use it or not. And those type of policies are just like car insurance. You either use it or you lose it. Okay, you may pay into that thing for 30 years and never get a single benefit from it. At the end of the day, that's insurance. It's a transfer of risk. The second type comes through a life insurance policy. Now, this is not a term policy. These are whole life policies, IULs, VULs. They can come with an additional rider that will basically accelerate the death benefit. So if you have a $500,000 death benefit with this long-term care rider built into it, they will pay the death benefit out while you're still living if you qualify for long-term care. It's an accelerated death benefit. So this is not a use it or lose it type of benefit. However, if you haven't had that life insurance policy for a long time and now you're just starting to think about this in your mid-60s, it's very hard to qualify for coverage because it is a guaranteed death benefit. These companies know they're going to pay out for it. So they're going to be super, super picky in their underwriting on who they give these policies to. The third type is what's called an asset-based or a linked benefit policy. These will give you a guaranteed benefit and they're a lot easier to qualify for. And this is very much not a use it or lose it type of policy because if you never use it, all of the money that you put into it, depending on how the policy is designed, can be returned as a death benefit to your beneficiaries. Now, to break this down even a little bit more, in these asset-based long-term care policies that are mainly built on an annuity chassis, there's two different types. And this is important because the benefits and how you get the benefits are very, very different. The first type is what's known as a reimbursement, which means you have a stated benefit. Let's just say it's $5,000 a month. You go into assisted living or skilled nursing or even in-home care is allowed in these, but you have to have a licensed professional providing care to you. And at that point, you submit your receipts to the insurance company and they reimburse you for that care up to the stated benefit amount, in this case, $5,000. That's a reimbursement policy. With those, you tend to get more benefit for every dollar put into the policy, but there's a trade-off for that inconvenience and only being reimbursed up to the amount of the benefit or up to the amount of the care you received. Meaning if you have a $5,000 benefit, but you only racked up $4,000 in long-term care bills, they're only going to give you $4,000. Now that extra $1,000 that wasn't paid out will continue to roll on down the road, but that's a big difference from the other type of policy, which is called a cash indemnity. Indemnity means they're making you whole. So whatever the stated benefit is, that's what they're going to pay out every month as long as you qualify for that care. Okay. And normally I'm going to get into that in a little bit, but it's not super hard, especially if you're in your mid 80s to qualify for this stuff. But let's say again, you have $5,000 a month in benefit in a cash indemnity plan. You qualify for the benefit. They're just going to send you the $5,000 and then you decide how you're going to spend it. And that could be up to and including paying a family member to come in and do your laundry for you, or paying a neighbor kid to cut your grass, or having someone come in and cook for you. It's your money at that point and you get to spend it however you see fit. So how does this particular product from Nationwide work? What it does is it will double or triple your premium on day one based on your underwriting standards, okay? So if you're a standard or a select class, some of those are based just on ages, or if you're preferred, you're gonna double or triple the amount that you put into it on day one. And then from that point, it continues to get bigger every single year based on a guaranteed interest rate. Now, some people will say, okay, I have plenty of money, I can just self-fund this. And maybe that's true. Normally, you have to have a lot to really make that a doable situation. So I just wrote an application for this very specific product for a 64-year-old female. They're using $50,000 of premium, which means at the end of the first year, so day one, it triples to $150,000. At the end of the first year, the total benefit is $153,606. What that comes out to is $2,133 that will be paid for up to 72 months for a total of $153,606. Now, Highly unlikely she's going to need it then. But what happens is every year that goes by, the benefit gets bigger. So normally mid-80s is when most people would need some type of long-term care. So at the end of year 22 in this policy, which would make her 85, the benefit is going to be over $250,000 or a total of $3,500 a month for 72 months straight. Okay, will that solve the entire problem? No, but each case is going to be specific. We're going to look at what do you have in guaranteed income and what do you need to help fill the gap to get you in a nice, loving, caring facility in your most vulnerable years. So this kind of did the trick for this particular situation. However, if she was planning on self-funding, let's just say we took that same $50,000 and we were going to leave it in the market. Or you're going to leave it with your financial planner, whatever, totally fine. But you need to be aware of the math, because in order to turn that $50,000 into a $250,000 worth of benefit in 22 years, you would need a 7.65% return every single year with no down years. And that's before any management fees or taxes you would owe on that growth. So it's highly, highly unlikely. Now, most people say, again, a big objection is I don't want to tie up the money. I don't want to lose the money. This is not a use it or lose it proposition, because let's say she passes away at 85 and she never uses it. In my mind, that's a great scenario. You die in your own bed peacefully. That's ideal in my mind. The death benefit at 85 would be $84,326 based on that original $50,000 that was put in there as a premium. So that's a 2.4% return over that 22-year period. Okay, we're not setting the world on fire, but it beats sitting in a cash account at your bank if we're just planning on using this money for long-term care. That's a great proposition, actually. So what does it actually take to qualify for these benefits? Well, normally it's going to be some sort of severe cognitive impairment, Alzheimer's or dementia. And in my mind, this is one of the absolute worst things people can be diagnosed with. The body's still alive, but the mind is, it's gone. It's really, really sad to watch. And most families just cannot handle this. Having it gets to a tipping point, caring for someone with Alzheimer's to where actually it's just no longer safe for the person suffering from it to be in the home anymore and not be watched every second of every day. Again, as a background in the fire service, I can't tell you how many calls we've had where someone with dementia took the car, ran it into a telephone pole, or just randomly left the house and ended up 6 miles away with people frantically looking for them. But to go into a full-time memory care is expensive. But it normally is the best spot for them if the family cannot dedicate the time to caring for that person. The other way to qualify is to be unable to perform two of the six ADLs, they call them, activities of daily living. And those are things like bathing yourself and continence, dressing yourself, feeding yourself, getting yourself to the toilet and back to the couch, and transferring from your couch out to the car for a doctor's appointment. These are things, if you can't do two of those, you're going to qualify for the benefit. Okay, now that has to be qualified by a licensed physician, but that's not atypical of someone in their mid-80s. And then with a lot of policies, there is what's called an elimination period, meaning if you have a 90-day elimination period, you have to cover the first 3 months. But like I said earlier, normally Medicare, if you're in a skilled nursing facility or rehab or assisted living, Medicare will pick up those first 100 days. So that will cover that for you. So let's hit on some of the highlights here of this particular product. And there's all kinds of choices out there, but I really like this one. It's very simple and straightforward and easy to understand. So some of the highlights are it is a single premium, meaning you have to put a lump sum into it. There are no monthly or annual payments you can make into it. So some people like that. Some people like, I want to spread it out. So it has to be a non-qualified, meaning after tax, cash deposit, or you can fund it with what's called a 1035 transfer from an existing non-qualified annuity that you may have. So for instance, let's say you put $50,000 in an annuity 10 years ago, and now it's worth $100,000. Well, if you take that money out and put it in your pocket, you're going to pay tax on the $50,000 in growth. With these type of policies, you can actually roll the entire $100,000 into the long-term care annuity, and now all $100,000 is tax-free, as long as the money is coming back out for long-term care expenses. So that's a way that you can actually not pay taxes on a huge gain that you've had in an existing annuity, and then get the benefit out. And again, if you don't use it, the money gets passed on to your beneficiaries and they can pay the tax. Not your problem at that point. Issue ages are between 40 and 80. Like I said, the benefit will double or triple based on a simple underwriting process. There is an optional inflation protection that you can put in here. If you do the inflation, it will lower the surrender values and the future death benefit. Okay, there's always a trade-off in insurance. It does have a guaranteed interest rate to increase that benefit every year until you activate it. Here's the other nice thing. Most people are like, I don't want to lock up my money. Okay, well, this gives you an annual 10% penalty-free withdrawal of the contract value. The contract value is going to be the amount of money you put in there plus any growth over time. So you can actually pull some money out if you need to. Here's what's really interesting about this. It's a retroactive elimination period. Like I just mentioned about a minute ago, you have to wait 90 days before the long-term care annuity will start giving you the benefit. What Nationwide will do is they will retroactively pay you for those previous 90 days. So if you have a benefit of $5,000 a month, okay, the first 3 months, they're not going to give you anything. But in the fourth month, they're going to give you the $5,000 plus the $15,000 that you would have gotten through that retroactive period. That's really nice. The other thing that makes this pretty unique is it has international benefits. 100% of the long-term care benefits are payable if you reside internationally. Most, I would say the majority of long-term care policies do not have that provision. So if you were living in America and you worked in America, but you came from another country and you want to go home, you cannot take this long-term care benefit with you with most policies. With Nationwide, you can. That's huge. I hear you can get a lot of long-term care in the Philippines for not a whole lot of money. And best of all, it is a policy. If you never use it, you don't lose it. If the money and the benefit is never activated or used, then it gets passed on as a death benefit. So guys, again, this was just a quick hitter to do a podcast on a very specific product that just came out in the market for long-term care. If you're interested and you want to see how long-term care would actually fit into your overall retirement strategy, best thing to do is I would say go watch all my videos at atlasannuity.com under the long-term care tab. And then I would say book an appointment for a short Zoom call so we can get your questions answered and see if a long-term care policy is right for you. And then, of course, our bread and butter here is coming up with retirement strategies using safe money solutions. Again, the best way to reach me, go to atlasannuity.com. That takes you directly to my calendar page. Book a time. We'll answer your questions and go from there. Okay. So anyway, as always, thank you so much for joining me. If you're finding this information helpful, do us a favor, subscribe to the podcast on the YouTube channel, give us a thumbs up, and share it with someone that you think could benefit from hearing this information. And as always, I'm wishing you the best in your financial education. This has been episode 93 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. We'll catch you in the next episode.